Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President Donald Trump visited Michigan for the second time since being diagnosed with COVID-19. As Abigail Sensky from member station WKAR in East Lansing reports, Trump again criticized the state's Democratic governor for efforts to control the coronavirus.
The rally was the first of three events for the president Tuesday. In Michigan, his supporters waited for hours in freezing rain. The president attacked his Democratic opponent, Joe Biden, at one point pausing to watch a reel of clips criticizing Biden. He also attacked Michigan's Democratic governor, Gretchen Whitmer, for her public health orders.
But it's a choice between a Trump boom or a Biden lockdown. But you're already locked down. I mean, this state, we got to get her going. I don't know.
President Trump won Michigan by nearly 11,000 votes in 2016, and he's hoping to pull off an upset here again. For NPR News, I'm Abigail Sensky in Lansing.
Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden, meanwhile, traveled to Warm Springs, Georgia today, where he told an audience that if he is elected, Americans should clear the decks for action on everything from the coronavirus pandemic to the ailing economy. Campaigning in a state Democrats haven't carried since 1992, Biden also going after comments by a member of the Trump administration, Mark Meadows, who said the administration cannot control the coronavirus.
Then his chief of staff, just last week, made a stunning admission, an admission that I believe but never thought he'd say, saying, quote, "We're not going to control the pandemic," end of quote.
Biden equating it to waving a white flag. He also warned the situation is getting worse. Facebook has halted all new political ads ahead of Election Day. NPR's Shannon Bond reports the move is the social network's latest effort to limit the spread of misinformation.
This is not a sweeping ban. If you saw an ad about a candidate or issue running on Facebook on Monday, you might see it again over the next week. Campaigns already running ads can change how much they spend and who they target, but they cannot change their message or buy new ads. Facebook, which is a financial supporter of NPR, says it's doing this because there may not be enough time in the final days of voting to contest new claims. Advertising makes up just a fraction of the political content on the social network. Candidates can still post messages, but they cannot pay to promote them beyond their followers. After polls close on November 3rd, Facebook is temporarily banning political ads entirely. Shannon Bond, NPR News.
Orders for costly manufactured items designed to last took a better-than-expected bump up last month, the Commerce Department reporting today. Orders for durable goods rose 1.9% in September, with a key category that tracks business investment also higher. A mixed close on Wall Street today. The Dow was down 222 points. The Nasdaq closed up 72 points. This is NPR. Researchers report that air pollution contributed to the death of about 500,000 newborn babies worldwide last year. NPR's Michaeline Ducleff has more.
Each year, about 2.4 million babies die within the first month. Now, researchers at the University of California, San Francisco say that about 20% of those deaths are related to the mother's exposure to air pollutants during pregnancy. Even in small amounts, chronic air pollution raises a mother's risk of giving birth prematurely or having a low-weight baby. Both of those conditions reduce an infant's chance of survival. The problem is most severe in sub-Saharan Africa and southern Asia, where many families burn wood or coal to heat their homes. But even in rich countries like the U.S., some families are exposed to unhealthy levels of air pollution when they live near highways, airports, or other sources of pollutants. Michaeline Ducleff, NPR News.
Senior Trump administration official says Medicare should cover a coronavirus vaccine for older people once a drug is ultimately approved. The official saying that would be under a change in policy that will be announced soon. The announcement from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services aimed at dealing with a time-consuming process for securing coverage for what is a new vaccine or drug treatment pushed through on an emergency basis. The Trump administration official was speaking on condition of anonymity since no formal announcement has yet been made. Crude oil futures prices diverged from stocks a bit amid a weaker dollar and concerns about hurricane or tropical storm Zeta. Oil was just up over a dollar a barrel to settle at $39.57. This is NPR.